Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Good morning, darling.
Good morning. Sleepy still.
That girl. I hear that. Well, when we said hello, you... sirens. Yes. Okay, I'm going to mute this. I'm going to mute myself. It's really loud.
All right. Well, we do have a caller with the queue, so that's what Liz was going to try to say. So let me get to that. This is area code 412. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Jessica. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since I spoke to you all.
Yeah. So.
You want my birth date, right?
Sure. Go ahead.
11/22/68.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's a lot quieter now. Well, not a lot quieter, but relatively quieter. Yeah, we spoke to you probably about a month or so ago.
Correct.
Yeah, all right. So what's going on? What are you needing today?
There seems to be a lot of, I seem to be in this middle transition. I've been going through these struggles for a couple years, but it seems like, well, there's something going on in 3 weeks, but it seems like there's some behind the scenes stuff, and it seems like things are peaking at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see how things were, because some feeling is that I won't even get to this woman having to make a decision for me. The things will change before the 3 weeks is up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see how things were going to go with her. I'm trying to get her removed out of my life. And I wanted to see, you know, if she, yeah.
Okay,
I've taken some steps to, like, you know, legal steps to try and get this woman out of my life, because she really is just not for my highest good and certainly not for my children's highest good.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I'm getting the image of, like, the octopus, where there's just a lot of tentacles, and one tentacle does not know where the other one is. So... And I think that's also the image of doing some cord cutting.
Right.
So you did
So I've been doing it.
Okay. Which is great. Now it's Source does not operate on the same timeline, because Source does not need time. Source is a human-made construct. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. We made that stuff up. And it's good, because there's chaos to be managed. Source has no chaos to manage. Source is Source. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So Source requires a different filter in terms of how you're regarding the act of cord cutting, the claiming for your highest good, all of those things. It's irrelevant to Source if it's not meeting your satisfaction in terms of time. It's irrelevant to Source. It doesn't even enter into it. So the same way that the rose doesn't care when it pushes through the earth, but the person that's in the rose competition is losing their mind. You understand what
right.
I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So my recommendation is, the way that things are, they're very external in terms of what's going on in your mind, and it's creating a sense of separation. And when you're feeling uncomfortable or frustrated or anxious about things not lining up or not appearing in the way that you'd like to see them in that particular time, shape, and form, that creates even more separation. So you really can't control anything except whether you are aligned or not.
Right.
Inside.
No, I mean it's it's my ex-husband and a judge, and so because it's just not crazy what's been going on.
No,
so
I understand.
Right. So I'm trying to. I know I can't control them, but I also know that it's. You know, I feel personally that. I feel that my energy has shifted. My energy is very different, and that I have stepped to the other side of the wall.
Good. So then, and coming through the other side of that, then how does that make you feel?
Free.
Then free yourself, because you're the octopus that, like, what, two or three tentacles are free, but the other four forgot. And they're... So you got. I feel that you. I would encourage you that you really convince your subconscious mind that you're free. I feel your conscious mind isn't quite surrendering.
Partially because it has to deal with my kids.
Of course, and I understand. It's so tough. I understand that completely. Being a single mom and divorced, not even a year now. I really get it. I wish I didn't. Okay?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't, but I do. But one of the things that I had to do, I had to surrender, and it was really hard.
I think I have surrendered, to be honest with you, and I say that I think, but I really do believe that I have surrendered. I really sort of, you know, threw things up to the universe and said, okay, this is what I'll do. You take it from here. You know, and I, like, for example, I filed a formal complaint with the Judicial Conduct Board. I gave the story to the news media. Like, I just finally said, enough is enough. Can't do this anymore. I'll put it out to the universe, and this is, and whatever happens, happens. I sort of let the genie out of the bag, sort of. That's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But energetically, I feel. That you haven't completely let go.
Okay.
And I'm going to just continue to connect to your energy, and I'm going to pass this over to Elisa, and then we're going to circle back if anything specific comes through.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, like you called, and I know you've called us before, and it's, you know, you're talking about the same situation, and it's just as that deadline approaches, you're just thinking more and more about it. And it's interesting because on the one
only
hand,
because because I have to prepare for it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why.
That's something, you know, that's a practical thing. You do it, but there's a part of that preparation that's also the internal work that you've been doing. So all the things you've been saying, well, I think I have let it go. And yes, you have to prepare for it, but that's, you keep that in mind. As you say, you're letting go. This is going to bring stuff up. I mean, and the actual date and the process, it's going to bring all that stuff up. So the more you're able to, you know, get into a peaceful frame of mind, and peaceful in the sense that you have done all that you can do for those things that are already in motion that you have no control over. Like you said, you let the genie out of the bottle, so it's going to do what it's going to do. But you, the integrity of your space, of your physical body, you know, your mental space, your home space, whatever, you know, all of it, that is what you can maintain. And when you start to kind of wig out a little bit, all that anxiety, and under the guise of, well, it's coming, it's gonna, you know, this judgment is gonna come at some point, and knowing the kind of track record that you've had. You know, but the thing is, you've done everything you can. It sounded like, and that's when some of that peace can come. Like, you have done 100% of everything you need to do. And so there has to be some peace, because there isn't anything more, anything additional that you can possibly do. You would have already done it, correct?
Right, correct.
So all this other
the last two things are literally the last two things that I could do. There's a time
and a place for it, so you can't do anything about it right now. But
I did what I could do. Yeah.
Right now on this call, and in any minute in between here and that date, the best you can do is to find yourself an even keel about the whole situation, and to not add worry or to add like, oh, what if, you know, or second guess yourself, but just to breathe through it. And I have a feeling that, you know, this idea, I mean, I know we talked about meditation, but truly taking some time out, even a 5-minute break just to breathe, is going to help you every day as often as you can, because you being anxious and bringing that in every day is not going to help you. It'll just cause more stuff to kind of pile up, because it leads to, it's like waking up in the morning and like, you know, hitting your toe against something, and all day all you think about is, man, my toe hurts. You know,
right.
You get up the first thing in the morning and the whole day has affected your entire day. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean to be the case. It can mean that you can acknowledge, I stubbed my toe. That doesn't feel great. I'm going to do what I can to make it feel better, but I got stuff to do today. And
right.
I'll take care of myself, you know. But so it's a different type of mindset when you are thinking about things that obviously require a lot of other people's input to figure out what the final thing is going to be. But you've done your part. You've done your part for that situation. The only ongoing thing you need to be doing is just taking care of yourself and getting yourself in a positive mindset. Or at least in a mindset where you're not in building up this anxiety of what if, because you can be as present as you can, just so that your mind isn't going to wander to create alternate realities of whatever else could happen. It's something we're very good at doing, because we feel like we need to be doing something, but that's a lot of busy work. When, you know, that's like saying, well, I hope it's sunny tomorrow, but you know, the sun's going to rise, either the clouds are going to be in the way or they're not going to be in the way.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of crazy making that you can do if you're not mindful of it, you're not aware of it, you know, and I think you are aware of it. It's just knowing the next step to do for you in that situation.
Do you feel that my energy has shifted?
So it shifted a little bit until you start talking about all the stuff that you think you need to do. You see what I'm saying? It's like you're shifting. You're always shifting, but where is your energy being sustained? So if you're saying if it's like one step forward, four steps back, it's like you're doing a dance. So you're definitely moving around, and I think you've gotten some ideas in your head that seem to make sense. But it's maintaining this. It's not so much what you say; it's truly how you're feeling and what you're perceiving to be the situation.
Right.
I have a question,
okay.
Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last time you called in, and I don't remember because I go into a different kind of altered state. So, thank goodness. Elisa's with me to sort of keep me on track about what is said to which caller. When we spoke the last time, did I talk about a male who passed?
I don't recall. I have a few that have passed. I have two fathers that have passed.
Because I feel an older male around you. Who do you think that might be? Somebody somebody more of the earth, more working class, or farmer, or less urban.
My grandfather Harry would be the farmer.
Okay, so the farmer. Now, what was your relationship like with him? Because I see overalls.
Great.
Okay, well that's
is my mother's father, and very close.
Okay, so he's really trying to make his presence known, and the way that you just said the word great, that's such pure, beautiful energy. You just when you think about your grandfather Harry, how does it make you feel?
Oh, light and peaceful and secure.
Okay, thank you. Light, peaceful, secure. Those are the things to think about your energy shifting. That's the energy shift. When you are asking Elisa that, that's the shift. Light, peaceful, secure. And you ask your grandfather to assist you in that. that you're not alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, so communicate with him because he wants to help. And he wants you to know you're not alone. You might feel isolated or alone, but you're not.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm glad I felt compelled to switch it over to Elisa so I can connect, because that came in so strongly while she was talking to you. I'm like, there's somebody with some overalls on. I got to ask her about this guy. So
yeah,
that's beautiful.
He just, when he was alive, always had the most unbelievable smile on his face.
There you go.
He could be sitting in a chair and doing nothing, and the smile was unbelievably
infectious.
Well, that's
like the Buddha. So if you think about the Buddha consciousness, maybe do a little exploration on that. Okay? Because that's where he's pointing in that direction. I want to just stop there. I want this to be more heart-centered as opposed to cognitive brain-centered.
Right.
So that's all I'm going to say for now. But that's what came in, and is quite a beautiful energy.
Yeah, he was an unbelievable man.
There you
Alive,
go.
He was an unbelievable man.
Well, guess what? He's believable on the other side. He can help you more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I'm. That's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. That's lovely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Take a breath. Take a breath. Let's just shift that energy right now since we have you. Take a breath. Yeah, he has a very beautiful energy. He's here right now. Really beautiful. How do you feel right now, Jessica?
Really light. And,
thank you.
And
he's with you. I feel him too.
Yeah.
Really nice. He can start. Yo, stick around. Stick around, honey.
I mean, I really try not to be like upset and negative or whatever, but I know that whenever I have a situation, you know, every once in a while I'll have like a breakdown day, and it's always my grandparents and parents that come through and just say, you know, they all keep sending messages from the other side to say, don't give up, keep fighting.
That's right.
And, you know,
right.
We're
just
with
keep,
you.
Just keep moving forward. Don't even call it fighting, this, that, whatever. Just move forward. Just whatever that means. Whatever that means.
Okay.
Just move forward. And really allow those messages that you're getting from the other side to really receive them. Really take them in. Like Elisa said, take 5 minutes to breathe. So why don't you take 5 minutes to breathe and connect to those that are trying to help you, because then you can help them to help you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. I'm glad you called.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know what? To answer the question that you asked, Elisa, if your energy has shifted, now it has. Boom.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Yep.
Bye. That's cool.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Would you have another hand raised?
Of course we do.
Let's see. It's area code 256. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey,
Kimberly,
Kimberly,
we've spoken with you before?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's been a little while. Again, Elisa keeps better track than me because I kind of leave the building, so to speak. So just because I feel compelled to do that, asking for permission to reconnect to your energy, please.
Yes.
All right, dear. What are you needing today? What's going on?
No, I'm just checking in. Do you have any messages for me? No specific
Well, you
questions.
Could pull a message, so let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, let me just load up the... Have you done that before? Have you picked a message for yourself before?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Okay, so...
Years.
So you know...
Yeah.
You know the drill. Okay, so let me just... where is that database? Give me a momentito. Okay. And you'll hear some, it's almost loaded, you'll hear some music. Here we go. And just take a couple of seconds and then say pick, and I'll read you the message that you picked for yourself. All right, stand by, I'm ready. Alisa, whenever you are. All right. The number associated with this message is 910. Those are great numbers. And this is your message, Kimberly. The energetic charge of abrupt change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive. So when you, it's interesting because we were just on our last call with Jessica talking about that lightness of being, that her energy shifting. This is kind of saying the same thing. I'll read it again. The energetic charge of abrupt change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive. 910. So very parallel to our last caller. It's like the surrendering.
There's a lot going on. Even with that nine, it starts with that.
Yes.
You know about the surrendering. The nine is about endings. It's reaching the conclusion of a set of actions or a way of being. So that nine is the first number in that sequence, and then it starts. And then it goes into a one, which is the beginning. It's also you. The self. So from if you look at what's happening, it's you in the middle. The nine is something that's ending. The zero is sort of like a nine, but it's all encompassing. It's that basically back to source. So this is kind of an interesting number sequence along with that message, because when we're talking about a change, in this case it was like a shock, right? Something has just kind of knocked you for a loop, and you're trying to figure out, like, ooh, most people don't like change. Some people say they want change, but when they finally get it, it's like, it's not what I really, they start nitpicking. It's not really how I wanted it. But, you know, it achieved the same thing. Something has changed. Something is different. And when we get past that initial resistance to it, the natural thing is like, oh, I didn't want it, or I like it, but I wish it had happened in the morning and not, you know, on my way home from work. Or, you know, there's always something that we can kind of nitpick about. But when we get over that initial resistance to it, and we really sit with it and see the bigger picture, that's when we are open to receive the blessings of that whole situation, of all of what it means when a change happens. But a lot of times when we're looking for something different and looking for a change, we're so focused on, you know, cause and effect for our particular problem. We're so focused on just looking for that one sign for what you were looking, what you were hoping to achieve, like the whole point of it being this. But the whole point for us isn't the whole point for the whole situation. It's one part of it. So what comes with change is a lot of other stuff, you know. It means other people are also affected by this rippling effect of, you know, of like that one little pebble thrown into the lake. The whole lake is affected at some point, maybe not all at the same time, but everything shifts. And so sometimes we're not aware of that. And that doesn't mean that it has to be a bad thing. A lot of times it's a very neutral thing. It can be, you know, positive or negative, depending on the frame of mind you're at to receive it. But there's grace in taking a moment and one, not being so resistant to it, so that you can really see where these changes affect, you know, down the road. Also, you can be like, oh, you know, I didn't even realize that was one of the things that had shifted as a result of this one incident happening, you know, a few months ago. And I thought I'd received all the benefits of it then. But sometimes it's, you know, as you live your life down the road, you realize how that path was cleared because of this. And then, you know, and sometimes in the moment, that initial thing is like, oh, what a mess. But when everything clears and you really see what's what, you can really start to appreciate how divine, you know, timing unfolds. And a lot of times we just don't get it we don't appreciate it most of the time, and we don't get it until we meet up with that point where that's that one change that we were looking for. But look at all the other stuff that changed ahead of it that you had no clue because you weren't thinking about it. You weren't focused on that. One image that comes to mind is, and I don't do this a lot because I have to stop drinking coffee, but when I used to go to Starbucks in the drive-thru, you know, sometimes people would pay for other people's coffees, you know, or their meals because, you know, for them, they're wanting to be nice, but they're also, let's be honest, trying to rack up their stars, you know, to get more rewards. So they're like, okay, well, I'm close enough, I'll pay for the person behind me. And it kind of does this ripple effect where someone's like, oh, that was so unexpected. What a nice gift. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pay for the person behind me. So for a moment there, however long it can sustain itself, people are just kind of surprised. But, you know, they're like, well, wait a minute. I want my stars too, so let me go ahead and pay. It's interesting how that works out. And it's just something kind of, you know, mindless in that, you know, you're going to pay for something. So it's kind of neat how that ripple effect can happen. But just a little thing like that, that can just make you smile, like someone was just doing it, not because they knew you personally. It was just a kindness. And it was a benefit to them, but it was a kindness for you. So it's like a win-win. These are the kinds of things that that we can just appreciate when they happen. And sometimes we just don't know what the benefit is going to be down the road beyond that one incident. But there's always something that shifts. And as long as we're not resistant to it, we can actually take a moment and maybe try to see a bigger picture and kind of look around in all directions and really see how it has changed everything, not just you, but the people that are connected to you or the situation itself. You just never know. But, you know, we look at how these things all end up being – there's a new beginning that comes from these endings, and that's really what the numbers mean. The 910 is like, you know, you're in the middle of it all. There's changes happening, major shifting and chat happening, but you're supported too. You're always supported. That zero is like the God number. You know, zero means everything. Everything is everything. and that means everything. It means good and bad. But there's nothing there. It's just potential. So the good and bad comes from our own judgments on what we think is happening at any given moment. But what can be bad at one moment, when you finally have the dust settle, you can see, okay, well, that was a change that really needed to happen. And now, in this light, it was actually a good thing. Sometimes it plays out that way. So anyway, that's what I got from that.
Okay. Thank you.
Great message. So hope that helps.
It did. Thank you very much.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
All right, Kimberly. Always good to hear from you.
All right.
Well, I'll keep you on.
Right.
I'll keep you on mute if you want to listen in. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yay. That's
all
nice.
Right. That's a good message.
Wasn't it though?
Well, that number sequence. Well, you know, changes are just, you know, even with our caller Jessica. You know, that's a change she's been wanting to have happen, you know, and
right.
And she's hoping will happen. So, but, you know, anytime there is change, the stuff changes with it. So everything connected with that changes, and it's an adjustment period. Whether she's ready for that to happen, you know, her kids have to adjust to it. There's a lot of things that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you were going through your stuff, there was all kinds of changes happening, and a lot of it you didn't want to have happen. But then, you know, there's other considerations, and then you adjust and you grow into it. You grow into the new reality for you. And then that changes as well. It's always changing. But, you know, the gift, it's interesting. I want to say, like, the gift is in the struggle. I want it to be like,
well,
so
I
heavy,
just have
but,
a whole warehouse then.
Right. And you got all kinds of gifts, you know.
Yeah, Home Shopping Network. Girl,
but that is true, because that is
it's
why
true.
you're able to help
yes.
so many people
yes.
who call in,
it's so
and you
true.
Know exactly what's going mm-hmm. on. You know exactly the kind of energy that they're carrying with them, and you can tell at what point they're at because you're like, you know, it's just the beginning. It's just one of these things, and it, you just have to work it through. And so you have now your own experience and your own tools
right.
that you've had to come up with, you know, and a lot of it is like you've had to kind of Frankenstein some techniques together
yep.
to kind of help you. And I know meditation's a big one for you. You do it
yeah.
every day.
I did a beautiful meditation. Yes, I did extra. It's perfect that you were talking about that. I was thinking about this because I did like a 20-minute one, a guided meditation, and it was so therapeutic. And it was just about clearing up karma, just clearing, just a lot of spring cleaning, but in a very gentle, beautiful way. And it was so beautiful to feel both callers' energy shift by the time they both got off the phone.
Right.
You know, yeah. And in thinking about certain choices that we can make, I am so grateful that I made the choice to continue doing this show, especially during one of the most painful periods of my life. Last year was really rough. This year is less rough. It's better-ish. And it's all a process. And to know the bigger picture is tapping into something that's the purest part of yourself, and I say this all the time on and off the air. And that's what really gives me hope. And just exercising that willingness of wholeness, to be whole and to trust and to surrender and to let go, which is not easy. But you can really see the benefits, and you know when we really can't create for somebody else, we really cannot go into somebody else's head and say, oh, if you could only see the magnificence of who you are, or if you could only see that there is another side to your pain, or we. Well, that's not our right. We could only hold space. And then for ourselves, we have to know when to step back. And I really came to that conclusion very recently, within the last day or so, of, and this is like across the board with everybody in my life to various degrees, to the most person of inconsequence and the person of most substance and everybody else in between. All I can do is let go and trust and not try to fix everyone or everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people volunteer to call in. Or people may reach out with a text or an email or a call if they need support. But then the rest of it, sure, you can check in on people, et cetera. But the degree of investment, especially if there's resistance, and the resistance comes in for a reason. It means that person is not ready, nor is it your business to get all up in their business, but you can hold compassion and space and love.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, so that's a very recent conclusion. We're not here to convince anyone of anything. You know, and if the edges are getting softened, even better. The world is rough enough. We can soften our edges.
Right.
I'm still going to be a thug, but you know what I'm saying. A softer thug. You know, something can't change that zebra stripes, just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah. Well.
And it's just, yes, and it's just wonderful to hear, you know, to hear what people have to say. Sometimes that's just all they need. Right. I have to agree, disagree. You know, unless you're being asked
to. They just need to get it out.
Need to get it out. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be heartbreaking. But you got to hold space. Yeah. You have to hold space. Yeah, we don't know. There's so much we don't know. There's so much we won't know until we're not in this form anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But I definitely feel like this is a reform school of some sorts. We're not being punished-ish, but it is a
reform
detention,
school.
Reform school detention, something. I acted up too much in class, something like, oh, no. You're going to be suspended. And we're literally living in suspended animation. This world is crazy. It's crazy. I want to get my PhD so I don't have to come back. Like, okay, got it. Got it. Okay, thank you. Got it. I don't know. Can't take it so seriously because it's very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just saying that a few things that were coming to mind because, you know, of course, tons of dreams last night. I've been so tired that this full moon stuff has been crazy.
Ooh.
Not that I've been acting crazy, but I've been feeling it. I've been feeling really tired. But also, you know, I'm working on this whole skin issue. Because stuff is coming up, you know. Now it's interesting. It's like different body parts. Like, okay, now, right now it's my arms, like upper arms mostly, but some of it's on my, just on my arms totally. And I'm like, it's making its rounds. You know, it didn't really do that to this degree before, but.
Well, you really have your eyes open to deal with this stuff so you can.
Yeah.
Live a life that's not so weighed down. Would you think about seeing a dermatologist? Because I'm telling you, that prescription body wash cleared up my stuff like instant. It was crazy.
I don't go to doctors is the thing. I don't even have a primary because
right.
I just don't. I never go. I never go.
Right. No, I
when
don't
I,
go either. But I did go for that.
Yeah. Well, no,
yeah.
It's. I'm not. I guess I'm not at that point yet.
Sure. Right.
But you know, I'm also incredibly stubborn when it comes to that because I'm like
right.
I'm like my daughter's or my father's daughter because he's sort of the same way. He's like, well,
right.
You
I understand.
But no, it's just coming up. I'm like, well, I'm doing what I can and whatever what I can to what I want to do.
Right. To what you're choosing to do, of course. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the whole idea of going to a dermatologist in Atlanta, I'm like, yeah, how much is that going to cost me for them to be like, well, let's try this solution. And like, well, let me just do what I need to do. Let me do my own research. And like I said, like I've got stuff for, some of it's, I got some type of cream, but you got to apply it a lot during the day and I'm out and about. So, I'm going to, you know, kind of carry that forward. Because I have some protocols I'm trying to do for that. That's mostly for my scalp. But this is like just like little bumps that are showing up. It's not all over, it seems like it, but it's not. But I'll feel it. You know, like when you're used to having your skin be really smooth and all of a sudden like, what is all this? Like, what happened here?
And paper. Hello.
Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that's like it's not that bad. Like I'm not scratching it a lot. And not all of it, just like maybe one part. Because I realized, like, I'm wearing a bracelet that's kind of rubbing up against it. So I'm like, let me take off that bracelet. I'll switch it to the other arm.
Right.
Yeah. And so, but mostly it's just like because I'm just used to like maybe let me just like touch my arm.
Oh.
Like, oh, what's that? Yeah.
Have you looked and have you done check the index of the medical medium book?
No, I can, though. I you know, the thing is, I'm not, it's not like I gotta fix it.
No, I'm not saying to fix it, it's a balancing thing. Yeah.
I know, but it's I've definitely looked at that. That's probably why I was doing some of the smoothies, which I haven't done in a while because I've been So, right. But it's like, to me, it's the feeling I get is as I'm doing my own work.
Yes.
That it has to come through. Like it's just, you can't
mm-hmm.
just like, well, let me just wave a wand
and
be done.
No.
But this has to come up. It's coming up the way it needs to come up.
Right. Yeah, there was, I used this metaphor before about like this war veteran who went on this holistic detox, and through the pores of his skin, shrapnel that they couldn't find was coming out.
Wow.
So it's kind of, so it makes me think of, like, I understand, you know. Definitely understand. And when I had that skin issue, I had it for a long time and just nothing worked. And I knew it was connected to a lot of the energetic shifts that I was going through. This was a very long time ago. I think it was even before doing the show with you guys. But it's all about balance. But it's probably what's called an aggravated healing crisis, because you are in a state of healing where, you know, and it's interesting the parts of where it's you're noticing it. If it's like the top of your head, well, that makes perfect sense, right? Yeah. And other areas. So you're managing it. You're aware of it. Yeah, I understand.
What I think is happening also, because when I was at my brother's house sitting, I would go out in the backyard and just sit in the sun. And I'd try
healing.
I didn't have like a bathing suit necessarily, but I would roll up my shorts and I'd roll I'd wear a tank top or something like that and just try to get as much sun on my skin as possible.
That's good.
So I haven't done that since I came back to the house. So I want to do that, sit in the backyard and try to get some sun on my skin. We did that yesterday, actually, not in the backyard, but just out and about.
Nice.
And instead of going inside of a shop, I just sat outside the cafe and like, well, we just sit in the sun for a little bit.
The sun is everything. We love the sun.
And I was just journaling. Yeah, just journaling. So I feel like that's something I just need to do more of. I'll sit inside all day because, oh, it's so hot. Or I'll just be thinking, I'll be doing work, but I could do it outside. Or I could,
yeah,
I don't really want to do work outside, but I could be outside for, you know, 20, 30 minutes and just kind of soak it in.
No, for whatever reason, I just got a hit and I know nothing. Okay, I just report the news on the teleprompter. But maybe do a little research on the pineal gland.
Okay.
Okay, that just came in. So like, okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm going to actually Google it because I don't even know what the pineal gland.
It's.
Do you know what it does?
Yeah. Well,
why are you laughing?
It's, what? It's the pineal gland. Yeah.
Pineal?
Yeah. P-I-N-E-A-L. Pineal gland.
Do you know what that regulates? Let's see. I'm going to look it up.
It produces, I'm looking at it right now, melatonin.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, that's funny because the pineal gland is known as the third eye.
Right.
Oh. Look at that. Oh, it produces melatonin, which helps maintain your circadian rhythm and regulates your reproductive hormones. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, whatever. That just came in. I don't know what that means, but maybe as you're sitting in the sun, think about that. I have no idea. I just do this crazy show.
No, I agree. I mean, and that was, I know being in the sun was also something that a message I got last week when I was working with Christy Lee, you know.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I was out in the sun for a lot after that. After I do her sessions, I've had them on Friday in the morning. I try not to plan too many crazy things that day because I never know how I'm going to feel. Usually, I don't want to be out and about. I want to just rest and just take it all in. And And so I did. I sat outside and ended up falling asleep outside. And I woke up. It wasn't for very long because it was very hot. You know, I woke up. I was drenched. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, but I got to flip over now because I got to get the other side.
Right.
For a little bit. But, yeah. And I used to be really, really dark.
Yeah.
Because I would spend, like, every day.
Brown. Yeah, beautiful.
At least 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, every day would be outside. I wrote about that yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. I was, you know, just growing up in Charleston and just be outside. And, I'd get people like who would challenge me to, by the end of the summer, I'm going to be as dark as you. I'm like, okay, no, you're not.
Yeah, good
but,
luck.
Okay.
Unless you go to a spray tan place, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah, people pay a lot of money to, like, get your color. It's funny.
Yeah, I think that is funny.
Yeah,
I chose well. I chose well.
Yeah, you did. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. when it is. It's beautiful. Like you and Anna, like tan gorgeously.
So,
just
but
saying.
Yeah, but I tend to stay indoors now. So that's the change. Is that I've got to get back out. And honestly, just being outside would be nice. Being outside and doing some hiking. In fact, Thursday, I was on the show. I was doing a tour, a wine tour, with a lovely couple from Australia who were in town for the Jehovah's Witness convention, the International Jehovah's Witness Convention.
As
in
one
Atlanta.
Does.
That was really
a
that
wine
was,
tour.
That was a lot
Witness?
Of fun.
They drink?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. They just won't like they won't drink on your birthday. They won't celebrate your birthday.
Oh,
but, you
okay.
Know,
I did not know.
They'll go out. All and right. You know, have a beer or two. So.
Okay.
That was their free day, I guess, before the convention officially started. So they were going to go, they wanted to go out and explore beyond the city. And it was a really pleasant afternoon. The lady put it together. She and her husband were on this trip and she put it together. She didn't really want to go to a ton of wineries. She just wanted to see the countryside. And they were both just commenting on how lush it was.
Yeah.
You know, and I know kind of the area where they're from. They're kind of near Newcastle, which we were just there last year. So I kind of understand it. But I'm like, you know, it's about as lush as it is there. And they're like, no, not like this. They really, really liked it. So we visited one of the – there's a place called Helen, Georgia. And it's the biggest thing is they developed a like a Bavarian – theme to the whole city. It's not a big city, but
it's cute.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's something different. And so they're big on like Oktoberfest things. And it, you know, growing up, it was like a little bit on the tacky side, but they've actually maintained this thing for like 50 years. So even new storefronts
nice.
That come up, it's the same thing. Everything's in it. So
that's
it is a little
nice.
Different and it's pretty up there.
Yeah. I'm
so
sure.
I got to appreciate it. This time around, playing the tourist, I'm like, you know, I mean, it has its moments where I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a little tacky, but the fact that they were enjoying it so much, made me feel good that, you know, we got it up there. Like, that's good. And then we went hiking cause she wanted to see some waterfalls. So we went about 15 minutes away, but then we had to hike it. Like we had to walk up to see these waterfalls and these are not, you know, they're not, it's not that crazy as of a hike. It's paved, but it was pretty steep. And, you know, her husband has like this heart condition. He's got
Lord.
A pacemaker. So we were taking it easy. She's like, are you sure you want to go up here? And he's like, yeah, we're good. We're good. But it was well worth it. Beautiful, beautiful waterfalls. This was a fun day. We did go to one winery and that was good. And then they just had such a good day. And I was out, you know, not necessarily in the sun. It was hot, but it was being outdoors and being in nature was really good. So I felt like it was a bonus to be able to do that and to see places that I hadn't really seen in a while or, you know, yeah, both of those places, those falls I hadn't been to since I was a little kid.
That's great.
Like, yeah, it was a very good day. But my body felt it the next day. I'm like, whoa, what were you doing?
Right.
Hiking.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, but I also had another crazy dream. Talk about that full moon.
Mm.
But the dream the dreams that I had this morning were like, I want to say a theme of like, I don't know, I shouldn't even say what it was, but I was folding, I was doing the Marie Kondo folding of some jackets.
I love that.
Like, not like blazers, but just like you know, outdoor kind of jacket. But it was for, I want to say, some guys that now it's kind of hazy, but they seem to all be brothers. I don't know how many of them there were. I want to say they were brothers. I want to say that they all showed up. I don't know if it was for a reunion of some sort, but one of them, basically what I got to was that one of them was like trying to, I don't know if he was trying to kill himself. It wasn't like a violent thing. I didn't feel like it. It was just like one of those, like a Groundhog Day. Like he was just trying to, it was a loop. He was trying to just leave, like be done with that role he was playing, I guess. But it wasn't working out, you know, like, it would loop back again, and here we are, you know, here we are again at this room, and, you know, and everyone's kind of seeing each other, hey, and he's like, oh, you know, here I am. He wasn't upset necessarily, but it was like, okay, I've done this before. I've got to see if I can get through this loop.
Right.
But I want to say there was a race involved, and that's why, I don't know what a jacket, none of this makes sense to me, but he was trying to, in the race, he would try to step off to the side, and the race wasn't like on a track. It was just like outside, you know, on some road. And he would try to step off into some like shrubbery or some trees or whatever, and just try to end it, kind of get out of race, but it would loop back again and we would start over again. Yeah. And I don't know why
okay.
I was folding coats, but anyway, that was,
hey, I have a couple little things about that. I love me some Marie Kondo folding. I even have a chart and everything.
yeah.
And her show on Netflix is so cute. Anyway, love that. So it's interesting because, folding outdoor jackets, I think this is more literal than you think, because I think this might tie into your siblings a little bit. Also, you witnessing a pattern interrupt and seeing that a pattern interrupt needs to happen, which is kind of what you're doing. And you're
mm-hmm.
taking the hit for the team, so to speak, which is why you're having some physical symptoms with
mm-hmm.
Working with the healer, dealing with ancestral healing, epigenetics, things of that nature. But it's interesting because it seems like the brothers showed up for a reunion, and one keeps trying to leave over and over again. Well, that has to be your oldest brother.
Mm.
Just wanting to just, I don't want to be part of this,
right,
this picture. So stepping off to the side, but there was an acceptance. There was no strife in this dream. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, here we go again. So while you are consciously doing a pattern, you and your other brother actually are moving forward with the pattern interrupt. Your brother is happily married now.
Right.
He renovated his house. He took matters into his own hands. He course corrected so that he can live out happier days, and he did the inspired action. He's manifesting
mm-hmm.
through inspired action and through intent and through shifting within himself. You're kind of doing the same thing in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
The old eldest brother, this isn't for him. So I think it's that the loop, you got to, like, you know, you're stepping aside, holding space for that loop, because that's his loop. It's Groundhog's Day. And you never know. Things can change. And the interesting thing about Marie Kondo method of folding is that it allows you to see everything in view. It is neat, it is orderly, and it's compact. So you're seeing how you are managing, it's like you're managing the chaos and you're putting order to it. Your middle brother did it, you're doing it as the youngest, your older brother, it's his choice.
Mm.
That's what I got from that. It's kind of personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of personal. Which kind of makes
sense. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that does make more sense. I kind of got a vibe that my mentor Lois was kind of lingering around too during this dream.
Mm.
And
why
so
do you
I'm
say
not
that?
Sure.
Well, what does it feel like, or why do you say that?
I don't know if it was a flash of her, like just, you know, like a side profile view of her. But I just got the feeling that she was sort of looking over. I think she
then she
in.
Is.
I'm sure
then
she
is. Then she's checking
yeah.
in. Then she is. Are you maybe interesting with your, you know, it's interesting because she's an example that you have cited a few times of someone who did self-healing.
Right.
So
right.
go to her to help you with your skin.
Yeah.
Where she's going to lead you to what home remedy or what have you. But if you got a flash of her, an impression, a shadow, whatever, then then that's something to really look at as an important detail. Very relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the same way that I picked up on Jessica's grandfather, you picked up on Lois's presence in the dream.
Yeah.
And it's just trusting that, you know, and you do trust that, but that makes perfect sense. And she has come in before. I mean, I've had her come in.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, but I think this is interesting. And so the players in the dream, they're all familiar, meaning they're all people that are family, birth family or chosen family, because I know you consider her to be somebody that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
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 Very, 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 very close to.
Yeah, well, the brothers in the dream kind of looked like Ben Affleck, you know. They all kind of had that same kind of look. That's why I thought they were brothers. And but, yeah.
I think they're your brothers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the vibe of Lois was just something like on the periphery, like yeah, okay, I can sense she's around.
And that's interesting that you say that, and then we'll sign off. But that's interesting about saying Ben Affleck. He's someone that has come back and forth. You know what I mean? On a pedestal, off the pedestal. He was Batman, then he was in rehab. So it's very interesting that and he's now allegedly on a path to wellness. So that's interesting too. So that energy is encompassing certain things, or certain things that he has gone through is encompassing experiences that your brothers have gone through. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying, energetically.
Right.
Well, one day you're a superhero, and the next day you're totally confused and your marriage is over. So,
yeah,
very interesting. But yeah, okay. All in all, I think a positive dream, and definitely connect to her energy. I'm sure you do anyway, but being very mindful of that, especially to help you through this little healing crisis, because that's all it is.
Yeah.
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 So that too shall pass. You're managing it, and that's the most important thing. So,
yeah.
Well, we certainly put our time in today. That was great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, everybody. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you, girl.
Love you. Take care.
Bye. Bye.